I was just delighted at the overarching themes that both task forces identified. They thought as deeply as what's duplicative versus distributed and how we could be more intentional and strategic in deploying resources and doing it in a way that serves our students, faculty, and staff. I think that shows a real depth of understanding of the university, how our current policies, processes, and structures arose historically, and what opportunity there might be to do things more effectively and efficiently to better position NIU for the future.
Now, the programs are grouped into five categories, ranging from candidates for enhanced resources to recommended for additional study. What do you think are going to be the most controversial proposals?
I think there's going to be a real tendency for people to skip forward and think of the five categories as an ordinal scale with, you know, the typical kind of grades we're used to getting from A through F. And that is really not the case. I think it's important to read how the task forces use those categories in their own words, and then to look at the specific recommendations. I think that people who are in the category for transformation will think that it automatically means that they're not doing things right. That's not the correct assumption, and the same for the category for further review. These are recommendations made by people who had a unique opportunity to look across our campus and see things that are going on everywhere on campus and make suggestions about how doing things differently might be better for our future. It's also important to recognize that these are people who came from across our campus and had a privilege of looking in great detail at programs that represent every division. But none of them has a depth of operational knowledge for any of those divisions. So some of what they suggest, and some of what, as you suggested, Dan, might be controversial, may be things that reflect that lack of deep operating knowledge, things that just may not be feasible, but that seemed like reasonable suggestions or recommendations to put forward. We have to remember there's a cycle of recommendations, feedback, action plans, and further planning.
The task force offered some constructive criticism. It did admonish certain programs for not adequately explaining their importance to NIU's mission, for not having enough diversity or having a declining enrollment. If I ran one of these programs, what could I do to improve my chances of being seen by the university as of greater importance to the overall mission?
So I think there are two types of issues with narratives that could lead to those recommendations from the task force or comments from the task force. One is that the people who run the programs are very close to the program, so they may have omitted key information from their narrative because it was obvious to them and yet not obvious to an outsider, and our action plans will allow them to correct those omissions. But I think one of the important overarching recommendations that came from the academic task force was related to marketing, and they made very specific suggestions about how academic programs could increase their profile both on and off campus. And I think that those were excellent suggestions for how programs could remedy some of those issues.
Provost Freeman, I want to continue with you in a moment. First, I want to turn to one of the people whose programs will be affected by these recommendations. Gerald Blasey is the interim vice president for research and innovation. He is a physicist who advised the White House on physical sciences. Dr. Blasey, what are the biggest changes recommended for your division?
I think the biggest change is not necessarily within the division, but there seemed to be a recognition in both the academic task force and in the administrative task force that research needed to have more emphasis and needed to be more forefront in the academic mission. And I think that's quite a new emphasis, and it should have a significant impact on the division and the entire university as a whole.
What parts of your division are candidates for reduced funding or recommended for further study?
We had one program in the division. There's nine programs in the division in total, and the program that was marked for further study or possible reduction was the Northern Illinois University Press.
And how could these recommendations from the task force further your division's goals and, of course, the goals of the university?
Well, it gives us a chance to reconcile our resources and our mission. As Provost Freeman mentioned, a lot of NIU's current organizational structure and emphases are historical in nature, and these tend to propagate themselves in time until you stop and take a look and see if they are really consistent with the mission as you understand it today. They certainly were consistent with the mission in an earlier time, but you need to stop and reevaluate it.
Name one recommendation that you were especially proud to read.
One of their programs is faculty research and development, where we invest in our faculty's research, scholarship, and artistry careers to help them become more accomplished, to help generate external funding and help to improve their personal reputations and the university's reputation. And I was very pleased to see that program was marked for enhancement.
Thank you, Dr. Blasey. I'd like to return to Dr. Freeman. As provost, you're the chief academic officer responsible for students and curriculum. How do you think these recommendations fit into the overall mission of Northern Illinois University?
I was really pleased with the recommendations and their focus on student success. And then I think there are clear themes throughout the report that also emphasize the other aspects of our mission, that of engagement and outreach and regional development. I think the fact that they looked at programs that serve the community and noted how many there were and asked, could we be more strategic in the way we engage with the community, in the way we promote regional development, I think that's a positive sign. Many universities are looking at their portfolio of programs and saying, are the way that these developed or evolved on our campus the most strategic way for them to go forward? And I think we have an incredible opportunity to honor all aspects of our mission as a student-focused, research-intensive public university engaged with the region.
And you said engaged with the region. This is really important. I mean, much of this discussion right now, because the report just came out, is so focused on the details of the report, and it's very university focused. But as you look outward, there of course will be a period of public comment going until May 23rd. What do you want the community to think about as this process continues?
We view our community not just as the DeKalb Sycamore community, but as the Northern Illinois region. That region is where we have outreach campuses, and that region is where our alumni are based. And I invite all of them to join us in making NIU stronger and sustainable through their reactions to the recommendations and their suggestions for the best way forward together.
Lisa Freeman is the Vice President and Provost at NIU. We also spoke with Gerald Blasey, the Interim Vice President for Research and Innovation. Thank you both.